scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairline. It's good! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
This has been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye. Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo. The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's the third game of the day here on scoresbroadcast.com. Two girls District 4 championships this afternoon. A boys District 4 sectional championship or district semi here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Glad you could be along. We expect another fine contest here at Pickwick Garbery Gym. Jackson Center coming off a 24-12 win against Rushi. Troy Christian edged Covington in a 51-49 thriller. Even Steve and Chuck, you look at the personnel of these two clubs. Aiden Riker's going to have his hands full with the muscle, the strength, the bulk of Troy Christian. The outside shots will come at a premium. Both teams love to guard. Outstanding coaches, Elkert and Zawadzki, a couple of household names.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No, area high school coaches. They are at the very top. Jackson Center, 19-5. Troy Christian, 19-5. Troy Christian won the Metro Buckeye Conference at 10-2. Jackson Center finished second in the Shelby County League, 9-3. Only slight difference I see when comparing these two clubs closely, Chuck, is schedule strength. Edge to Jackson Center.
Yeah, Jackson played a tougher schedule, but right now, if it gets into a tight basketball game, that could make a difference. But Troy Christian has the type of team that can give Jackson a problem Brady Clausen, 6'4", inside, strong kid, goes to the basket well, plays good defense. I'm not sure they're going to have to help with two and three guys on Reichert like Rushi did in the second half of that game. I think maybe Clausen can guard him straight up.
Right.
At least they'll see if they can. But I was impressed, really, with Lucas Day, 6'1", sophomore, came off the bench, and he was a handful. He's a big, stocky kid. Looks like he has to play football. He's right-handed, but he goes with his left really well and gets to the rim really well.
What I liked about Troy Christian, Chuck, everything you said, plus the fact that in the half-court offense, Coach Zawadzki, when he needs a young man to cut and slice to the basket and a perfect pass, a crisp one, right on the spot to that man going to the rim, they run a play and get that. They did it 7 or 8 times against Covington. The game winner in the final, several seconds, out of bounds at side court.
Yep.
Two passes. Boom. A layup right down the gut.
Yeah, he was right. He got to the rim. And, Covington, I'm sure, wishes they would have changed their defense up a little bit. But, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't be thinking that Clausen was going to be the one to get the shot off.
Right.
But sometimes the play is just too good.
Hey, if you're Troy Christian, how in the world do you guard Aiden Reichert? I thought Rushi did a pretty good job in the initial 3 minutes the other night. Handcuffed him, bottled him up, had a player behind, occasionally one on each side. Put arms underneath the armpits of Reichert, made sure he couldn't move, stepped on his feet, a little bit of everything. And then, of course, Rushi went into the stall. Jackson Center won by a dozen. Troy Christian's not going to hold the ball, but they will be patient. And at the defensive end, Reichert is going to have to earn every single point in the post.
Well, I think they're going to play in front of him. They're going to play behind him. And they're going to cover down. When the ball goes into him, you got to come down. And your best shooter, and that would be from the outside, that's got to be Christopher Elkert.
Right.
Has got to move to a spot. If his man's the one that covers down, he's got to move to a spot and get ready with his hands and feet ready to shoot the basketball.
These two teams are hot right now. Jackson Center has won its last four after losing 3 of 4 right before that against good competition, though. Up through the 17th of January, first big chunk of the year, Jackson Center won 11 of 12 games to start the campaign. Losses, hey, no shame in these Jackson Center setbacks. 2 to Anna, and then 3 in overtime. Count them. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Marion Local, Bodkins, Columbus Grove, a game that we saw in person.
Well, Columbus Grove was supposedly the number one team in the state of Ohio, Division IV. I don't know if I buy that. But Jackson had every chance to win that basketball game at home that night. Anna, like you said, Anna's a really, really good, and they're a good Division III basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Botkins on any given night can be outstanding. So, yep. You know, those were not bad. They didn't have any bad losses.
No. So in Columbus Grove and Anna, you've got excellence in Division IV, Division III, respectively. Those are two of Jackson's 5 setbacks. Meanwhile, this Troy Christian team started the year with a mark of 10-2, won 10 of its first dozen. They've won 6 of the last 7. The 5 losses, 2 to Emmanuel Christian. A very, very good club is Emmanuel Christian, which, by the way, is in a district championship game next Friday night at 8:30 against Cincinnati Christian at Vandalia Butler. That's the third game of 3 next Friday. And other setbacks to Tri-Village, to Versailles, and to
Piqua.
That's the only
here
one.
Here in the tournament.
Yeah.
That's a Division I basketball team.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, there's no shame in losing that one either.
Fort Loramie girls, winners today. Fort Loramie boys, winners last night. Those two head coaches, Carla Siegel, Corey Britton, they're on scouting trips tonight, I bet.
Oh, yeah, because both the teams they're going to play are playing tonight. One went all the way almost to Indiana. The other one's going over to Columbus.
Right. Now, keep in mind, the winner of this game here tonight between Jackson Center and Troy Christian plays the winner of the contest going on tonight at Troy. Another district semifinal or sectional final between Cedarville and Franklin Monroe. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game next Friday at 7 at Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie is going to play whichever team wins down at Taylor tonight. It's either Ripley, Union, Lewis, or New Miami. The team that wins that game will play Fort Loramie at 5:30 next Friday evening at Vandalia Butler. Those are the three district championship games at Vandalia Butler next Friday
right.
night.
Well, Corey Britton told us after the game that New Miami has three 1,000-point scorers, and they're all juniors. So, I mean, I don't know if that tells you that the competition is not very good. That means they score a lot of points.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those basketball courts, Chuck, where the center circle overlaps with both foul circles.
Yeah, it could be. The three-point line is the other foul line.
But this should be a very good game tonight. I expect it to be close. We thought last night would be close. Sometimes, Chuck, when you think a game looks dead even on paper, it doesn't turn out that way. Oftentimes because somebody blows the other team out of the water in the first 6 or 7 minutes.
That's exactly what happened last night. Loramie got the 20-point first quarter, and then just they were even Steven the rest of the game. But if you win it in the first quarter and you don't lose another quarter, you've done a good job. They held Botkins to 7, 8, 9, and then finally 10 in the fourth quarter.
Scott Elkert, 20 years at Jackson Center, and he is a highly praised tactician on the sideline. He prepares his clubs right with the best, game in, game out.
You just wish he was a little more intense.
And Coach Zawadzki here at Troy Christian played ball for his father at Butler from 79 to 81, played college ball at Otterbein from 81 to 85, a 10-year assistant at Butler, 6 years at Tip, currently year number 11 for Coach Zawadzki here at Troy Christian. Overall record, 190 wins, 74 setbacks. I didn't realize it, but Zawadzki's been at TC for better than a decade already.
Yeah, he's been there for a while.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com as we get ready for the opening tip and the starting lineups and the playing of our national anthem before the start of tonight's game between the Eagles and the Tigers. Thanks to American Architectural Glass, Parker Insurance, LaCal Equipment, U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News, our anchor underwriting sponsors. We're back in 2 minutes with basketball. Lower bracket sectional championship, Troy Christian Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Good crowd on hand, not as many folks as last night for Fort Loramie Botkins.
No, not at all, but at the same time, the Jackson Center side is full. Troy Christian, not quite as good a crowd.
Chuck, we're going to have the introduction of the starting lineups, but the lights have been shut down. Lights have been shut down.
They didn't turn them all the way off last night.
No, they didn't. And I may have a difficult time reading the starting lineups for you. The Jackson Center Tigers will open with a starting lineup that will feature Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Aiden Reichert. Camden Reese is in the opening five, and the fifth starter for the Jackson Center Tigers will be Garrett Pringer. That's the opening five for the Tigers. We'll catch up with Troy Christian here in just a moment. Again, so many thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center as we introduce the Tigers starting quintet. LaCalle has been with us since our start way back in 2006-2007, and we could not be bringing you high school basketball here in the tournament in 2020 had it not been for the assistance from LaCalle Equipment, which started in 2006 and has continued to this day. LaCalle, a founding sponsor. It was conceived in L.A., California, moved from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle, to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1982. LaCalle promotes scholarships, and here at the half on scorersbroadcast.com, LaCalle Equipment highlights high school players who excel in athletics and in academics. Jackson Center Tigers, the visiting team on the scoreboard, wearing that road gray with orange numerals, orange Tigers across the front, outlined in black. Black and orange stripes down the sides of the gray shorts. Troy Christian in the home white, big, bold green numbers, and horizontal stripes in green down the sides of the shirts and shorts. Opening five for Troy Christian is as follows. Connor Peters, 6'2 senior at guard. Isaac Gray, 6'2 senior at a wing. Chaz Schemmel, 5'11 junior out front with Tyler Jackson, a 6-foot senior. Brady Clawson, power forward, 6'4 and a senior. Leading scorer, Isaac Gray, 12 points per game. Connor Peters at 9, Brady Clawson at 10. Aiden Reichert, just under 20 a game, paves the way for Jackson Center. Christopher Elkert, 7 a game. Garrett Heitkamp at 2. Garrett Pringer at 3. And Camden Reese also starting at 4 points per contest. Opening tip is won by Schemmel of Troy Christian. He enters the lane, slid, almost walked. Fed it to a teammate, baseline right. Here's a fadeaway 15-footer by Isaac Gray. It is in and out, hangs on the rim forever. Rebound is stabbed over the inline by Troy Christian.
Connor Peters made a heck of an effort to try to get that offensive rebound. Just couldn't snag it.
The first shot taken by Troy Christian. Oh, so close. It dangled up there on the iron and spilled to the floor. We played 35 seconds, no score. Jackson Center's initial possession. Here's Heitkamp high left. Garrett on the bounce. Troy Christian's defense looks like is it a man-to-man, a sagging man-to-man?
They're playing man, yeah. When the cutter goes through, they're going with him.
Right. Here's Aiden Reichert, top of the circle, fakes left, goes right, foul line, doesn't shoot. Behind him to Christopher Elkert. Right corner, Pringer, inside to Reichert, overplay, and ball batted free. It's loose. It's in midcourt, a scrum for it. One team's got it. Now Troy Christian has it. Jackson Center swipes it back. Who wants it? Who's going to take it? Game of giveaway there for about 15 seconds as a Troy Christian player banged into the scorers table.
Better them than us.
Right. 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center with the ball. Lengthy possession to start for the Tigers, who never did get a shot off. Elkert out high, has a lane, drives down the paint area, banked it on the run, 8-footer around and out. Rebound, Troy Christian. Here comes Connor Peters, top of the circle. 6:16 to go, first quarter. It is 0-0. I guarantee you it won't be 24-12, but it may be first 1-40 wins. 25 feet away on the left, it's Tyler Jackson with the ball. He deals on the weave to Connor Peters. Hand off to Isaac Gray. Isaac Gray powers hard into the lane. Invites contact. Shot the ball. Didn't come close to making it, but he earns 2 free throws.
Yeah, he got sandwiched that time. They could have called it truly on either one of them.
at the foul stripe for Troy Christian, wearing number 5 on his back, is Isaac Gray, who cans the free throw up and in. Troy Christian shoots about 68.5% at the free throw line. It's a good foul shooting club, and number 2 is right on the money. 2-0 Troy Christian, not a field goal yet in the game. We played 2 minutes 10 seconds. Here's Heitkamp. Here's Christopher Elker, 25 feet away. Heitkamp on top to Riker. Deep left corner, Garrett Pringer. Elkert, head of the key, throws it behind Camden Reese, right flank. He wasn't looking for it, tried to reach back and make it with his left arm. It glanced off of his fingertips into the Eagles bench.
Yep, it was behind him, so not an easy catch right there.
So far, Troy Christian's defense has caused Jackson Center to sputter offensively. 30 feet out with the basketball for Troy Christian is Connor Peters. He deals to Tyler Jackson, who goes to the foul stripe, dumps it to Peters. Near side, Schemmel, who jacks up a 3. Oh, it lipped the rim. Rebound jerked down on the play by Garrett Pringer. Out ahead to Heitkamp. Heitkamp pulls up, leaves it for Pringer. Now in the arc to Reichert. Reichert picked up by Clawson. Elkert's got it for a triple. Way short, barely drew iron. Rebound ricochets, right corner, out of bounds, Troy Christian. Jackson Center scoreless in 3 minutes. A couple of free throws for Troy Christian. Not a field goal yet, it's 2-0. Chuck, believe it or not, the Jackson Center Rushi game after 3 minutes had about 8 points scored.
Yeah, I know, 6-2.
Right, this one's got only 2. Not a field goal made. Top of the circle, Clawson. Camden Reese comes out to check him. Ball dealt to Tyler Jackson. Now Connor Peters at the Indians logo midcourt. 2-0 lead, Troy Christian. Wow, here's a long 32-footer. Isaac Gray bangs it in from distance. He was out on Looney Road.
Yep, and boy, once he released, you could tell it was going in.
Woo! 5-0, Troy Christian, 3-point try. Garrett Pringer, bottom of the well. Garrett Pringer right through the cylinder from the left wing. He matched it, the 24-footer by him. 5-3, Troy Christian. About the time I say no field goals, each team drills a 3. Here is Troy Christian trying to angle through the lane area. Is Isaac Gray. He's so strong with the ball. Jackson Center tried to pry it loose. Then Gray invited contact, went up for the shot, and he gets 2 foul shots. 4 minutes gone, first quarter, 5-3, Troy Christian. Free throw, Isaac Gray, up and in. 3 in a row, Eagles at the stripe.
You get into the lane like that, good things normally happen for you.
Second shot is on target. Boy, you can tell what Coach Zawadki's strategy is.
He's got all 7 points.
Isaac Gray has been a man possessed so far. Give it to him and let him carve out space through the paint area and go to work. That's been the MO for head coach Zawadki so far. Garrett Pringer left open, top of the circle, Jackson Center. He goes airborne on the jumper, a little crooked off to the right. Rebound taken down by Clawson, up ahead to Schemmel. 7-3, Troy Christian. 3:31 left here in the first quarter. Schemmel veers off to the left. Hands it 30 feet out to Connor Peters. Peters to Isaac Gray, 12 points a game. Step back 3. Bucket. Wow. Isaac Gray, another long one. A bucket for him. He's at every single point for the Eagles.
Yes, he does.
Free throws, and there a 3-point bucket, a big one. Way outside. 10-3. Good start. Troy Christian. Elkert, Aiden Reichert, baseline right. Back to Christopher Elkert straight away. Inside to Reichert for his first look. Soft left-handed hook shot. Bouncing, no good. Tip up Camden Reese. No. And the ball was jammed out of bounds by the Tigers. Eagles get it. Boys, Troy Christian making life tough inside for Aiden Riker.
They've got the same start that Lormy had last night. They're shooting the ball. One guy shooting the ball. He's the only one shooting it.
That last trip down, Tigers did eventually work the ball into Aiden Reichert. He was challenged. Two men draped on him.
Yep. He took a good bump from behind, and yep. You know, they're not going to call that, I guess.
He looped up a makeable left-handed half hook, one that he likes. 8-9 footer. It bounced around on the rim a couple times, fell off, and Jackson Center finds itself down 7. Out of the arc, another 3 try. Troy Christian, 24-footer off the rim. That was Lucas Day in off the bench. He can make him. 6'1 sophomore guard. That one was short. 2:13 left, first quarter. Jackson Center's got 3 points, a triple by Pringer. Here's Reichert, 28 feet out. Veers left corner, pulls up, baseline J. Oh, it glanced off the side of the board. Rebound, Troy Christian. Long lead out down the floor. Driving shot by Gray. Stripped. Taken away by Elkert. Elkert to Reichert. Reichert makes it foul, though. Elkert was cracked into from behind. Common out of bounds. Jackson Center. Minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Troy Christian leads 10-3. Baseline left, Elkert inbounding for Jackson Center in the corner to Pringer. Clay Akers on the floor now for the Tigers. 6-foot senior guard, 5 points a game. Here's Aiden Reichert. Long 3, high right, short. Oh, skying for the rebound is Pringer. What a play by him.
Yeah, nice rebound. Well, he's got some springs.
Another offensive set for the Tigers who trail 10-3. Here's Clay Akers, left corner. Wanted to drive on Schemmel, couldn't. Schemmel choked him off. Now Akers back out on the arc. Gives it up to Christopher Elkert. He's bodied by Day. He can't drive.
He's moving the ball.
Jaron Reese on the floor now. 6'3 senior. Now to Reichert. Here's Elkert 30 feet out. A minute 10 to go first quarter. Jackson Center down 7. Foul line. Aiden Reichert doubled, tripled. Got to get rid of it. Akers in the left corner. Cross court. Elkert dives into the lane. Running one-hander. Swish. Jackson Center worked long and hard for those 2 points. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-5 in favor of Troy Christian. And the Eagles are going to hold the ball for the last shot. It's Connor Peters on the bounce at midcourt on the blue part of the red and blue Piqua Indians logo at center circle. Peters continues to bounce it. 2 or 3 feet from the timeline. Hands off to Schemmel. 20 seconds to go first period. 10-5 Troy Christian. Head coach Zawadzki with hand signals. Now barks out of play. Here we go. Action starts. 10-9. Schemmel goes right side to teammate Peters. He looks for the cutter. Gray catches top of the key. Fades. Misses. 3-pointer off the back brace. Rebound Tigers. First quarter in the books. A good one for Troy Christian, which is up 10-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
We are pleased to be on the air for Hoing & Hoing Builders, new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing & Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing & Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you are looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information on how to start designing your dream home, call Hoing & Hoing Builders, 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing. Here is Jackson Center with the ball. Opening play, second quarter, down 5, 10-5, Detroit Christian, which has played exceedingly well so far. Long, high-arching three-pointer outside the arc on the right. It's Elkert from nearly 30 feet, missed it off the rim. The rebound is pinballed out of bounds into the Detroit Christian cheering section. Tigers will possess it.
Nice offensive rebound by Jaron Reese.
Great first quarter check by Isaac Gray of Detroit Christian.
Can't get much better. He had all 10.
Unbelievable. Here's Aiden Reichert, head of the key for Jackson Center. Number 32 goes to work. Spin move into the lane. Can't shoot. Left corner, Akers, who jacks up a three. It's off the iron. Oh, what a rebound. A great one on the play by Camden Reese. Another board by him.
That's Jaron Reese.
I'm sorry, Jaron Reese, 24 on the board. Here's Aiden Reichert into the paint area. Tried to squeeze between two white shirts. Did so. Got up a shot. Wouldn't fall. But he was whacked on the arm. Jaron Reese, 6'3", senior, on the floor for Jackson Center. He's out there with Akers, Elkert, Aiden Reichert at the stripe, and Pringer. Foul shot by Aiden is on target. 10-6, Troy Christian, which led once 10-3. With a little over 2 minutes left in the opening period. Second shot, Aiden Reichert flexes the knees, and he drives that one home. 10-7, Jackson Center with four in a row, creeps within three. A minute gone here in the second period. Here is Troy Christian outside the arc on the left. It's Isaac Gray. Elkert pokes at him, tries to flick it free, can't. Troy Christian straight on, goes to Tyler Jackson. On a weave to Clausen. Goes into the right corner to a teammate who starts to drive. Oh, a body foul committed by Jackson Center, which arrived late on defense. Akers picked it up. Heitkamp on the floor for Akers for Jackson Center. 6:42 to go, second quarter. Inbounding Troy Christian below the rim. Isaac Gray, the playmaker, lobs it way out back to teammate Tyler Jackson. He's got Connor Peters in the right wing, gives it to him. He sends it to Clausen on top. Popping out left side, Isaac Gray goes to work with Christopher Elkert. He can't drive, got to give it up. Well, you can tell they want to go Gray one-on-one when the Eagles can do so. Here's Clausen through the top of the key. Oh, high arching three-pointer, Isaac Gray, a bomb. It rimmed and came out. Rebound Jackson Center to midcourt. It's broken up on the play by Troy Christian. The ball is splattered out of bounds. It's knocked into the first row. The officials give it to Troy Christian. Jackson Center bench not happy. Tigers screech. Bad call. Don't know if it was or not, Chuck. Look close.
It was close.
Looked like a couple sets of hands struck the ball simultaneously to me. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, 10-7, Troy Christian, points at a premium. Here's Clausen, got 33 on his back, goes baseline right to Ben Major to find freshman is in, and he makes a Houdini skunk shot. Ben Major, 6'2", Frosch, went below the backboard, and somehow with his long arms, flicked it up and in, a high archer. Jackson Center, 3, Pringer, no, off the flange. Rebound, Clausen, Troy Christian. 12-7, Eagles, 5:25 to go, second quarter. Well, what a miraculous shot that was down here by Troy Christian's Major.
I would say that they'll give him that shot 10 times a game. He made each one.
Looked like his whole body, Chuck, was beyond the glass between it and the boundary below the backboard.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it went in, but it did.
Nope. 5-point lead, Troy Christian. Here's a soft pass by Isaac Gray into the left corner to Clausen, right in front of the Tigers bench, and they're angry again. The ball awarded to the Eagles.
Nobody touched that.
That was a lousy call. Lousy. Right in front of us. The Troy Christian passer, who knew he threw it away, was headed.
There he was.
He was headed the other way.
Yep.
He knew he tossed it out of bounds. That was blown. Should be Jackson Center ball. 4:56 to go here in the second quarter. 12-7, Troy Christian. Far right side, Schemmel. Boy, Eagles are bringing the Tigers defense way out on the court. Here's Clawson going to work on Reichert. Oh, the pocket picked by Elkert. Elkert down the floor. Knocked away from behind by Peters. We've got a scrum. We've got a scrum. What's been called? Wow. A timeout by Troy Christian? I'm not sure you can get a timeout, Chuck, when the ball is loose on the deck. 4:40 left, second quarter. 12-7, Troy Christian. Timeout on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, that was one of those hairline timeout calls, Chuck, when apparently nobody had possession.
There was no possession. The ball was rolling on the floor.
Yeah. Troy Christian's caught three breaks in about 30 seconds. 4:38 to go here in the second quarter. Troy Christian 12, Jackson Center 7. Eagles bring it down. Schemmel, far right wing. I said it might take 40 points to win the game, Chuck. It's going to take about 30.
30.
Yeah. Outside the arc on the right, it's Isaac Gray. Now the ball goes to Connor Peters near the Indians logo. Troy Christian coming way out on the floor with its offensive set. Trying to loosen up this Jackson Center defense. Well, the objective so far has been to drive Isaac Gray to the basket. Here's Schemmel. Right side pass, Clawson. Midcourt, it goes to Connor Peters. He puts it on the deck, heads down the middle of the floor toward the foul line, knocked away by Jackson Center. Heitkamp on the steal to Elkert, to Reichert. Shot fake. He pivots outside the lane, up and under. It rolled off a seven-footer. Rebound, Troy Christian. 3:40 left, second quarter. Points hard to come by. Good looks hard to come by. Outside the arc on the left, it's Lucas Day for Troy Christian. Here we go again. They spread the floor, bring the ball out high. It's Ben Major, the 6'2 freshman with the ball. He wants to drive down the left side of the lane. It is drilled out of bounds. Riker got a fist on it from behind. And that ball went zooming over the end line. It'll be played in by Troy Christian. About 10 feet to the left of the basket. In from the corner, about 12 feet or so, playmaker Tyler Jackson. He's got Clawson in the paint. Clawson releases low on the right. He doesn't get the pass, though. It's lobbed way out near midcourt, hauled in by Lucas Day. We're down to 3:16 to go in the second quarter. It's 12-7. Tell you what, Chuck, at this rate, we may not beat the Rushi Jackson Center game by much. Dribbling his day. Hand off to Schemmel. Schemmel picked up by Heitkamp. Schemmel through the top of the key. Veers right. Goes outside the arc to Tyler Jackson. On a weave. Handled there by Lucas Day. Boy, they're just going horizontally. Even with the head of the key. Oh, here's an offensive foul on Troy Christian. What a play by Garrett Bringer. He set up shot at the mid-post area. And after passing the basketball, Clawson went barreling on through after giving it up and ran over the Tiger.
You get your man card for taking a charge against Clawson.
Yep. He's a man, boy. He is solid as a rock. Clawson averaging 10 points a game, 6'4 senior for Troy Christian, which leads 12-7. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Outside the arc, it's Camden Reese. He wears 34, Jaron 24. Riker's got it. Elbow in the left. Foul line extended. It tries to spin, and he's hindered on the play. Progress slowed. Foul called. Hands on the back by Troy Christian. 2:27 to go in the second quarter. Scoring pace has come to a halt. 12-7 in favor of Troy Christian. Ball inbounded to Camden Reese. High right to Heitkamp. Right corner, Elkert. Elkert picked up by Gray. Elkert circles, head of the key now, near the Indians logo. Camden Reese comes out to catch. 2:13 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center trails by five. Here's Garrett Heitkamp. He backs up. He's on the red part of the logo at midcourt. Deals to Reichert, top of the circle. Takes the three-pointer. It's in the air. It hits the heel, kicks into the left corner, and Troy Christian leaps to spirit. It's Tyler Jackson on the rebound. 1:50 to go in the second. 12-7 in favor of Troy Christian. We've not had a point, Chuck, in about 3:35.
Feels like it.
Yep, on the bounce, Lucas Stay. He motors. Baseline left. A running left-hander is good. Lucas Stay, very soft shot.
That's what he did to Covington.
Little six-footer of a day. 14-7. Troy Christian with seven. Rankert's got the ball. 1:20 to go. Second quarter. Now to Garrett Heitkamp. He gives it up on the play to Pringer. 23, hands to 13. Christopher Elkert. Now Reichert. Oh, he's left open. Top of the circle. Flish! A three-pointer. Big goal. Jackson Center. Aiden Reichert wasn't guarded tightly. He made the Eagles pay. 1 minute to go, second quarter. 14-10, Troy Christian. Eagles look like they may tuck the ball away for the remainder of the half. Jackson Center, other ideas. Coming out, guarding tightly on Day, who nearly walked. Passed it foul line to Major. Major wants to drive. That was a mistake. Jackson Center stole it. Tigers have got the ball, and they get a timeout. They get a timeout. And now Troy Christian's upset.
Hey, they're even.
Jackson Center possession. 39.9 to go, second quarter, 14-10. Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
I'll tell you what, Chuck. Last 2 or 3 minutes, the players have needed shoulder pads and shin guards.
They're letting them play.
Woo! 14-10 in favor of Troy Christian. 39.9 to go in the first half. And if the score is doubled, it's 28-20. Not too many more points than were scored the other night when Jackson Center played Rusia. 27, 26, 25 seconds to go. Points at a premium, good shots at a premium in this game.
Oh, the defense has been intense on both ends.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Highly physical.
They're letting them play, so if that's the case, just you got to keep playing defense like that. You got to match it up.
It's been called consistently the same way. 8 seconds, seven, late first half. Elkert gives up his dribble. He's in trouble. Reichert has it 30 feet away. Elkert shot fake. 1 second remaining. Shoots wide right, air ball. Good defense, Troy Christian. First half is over. Eagles of Troy Christian, 14. Tigers of Jackson Center, 10. After two periods of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market.
and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We've got a barn burner brewing. 14-10. It's a football score. Jackson Center trails Troy Christian after two. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. The defenses are solid. They are brick solid. Nobody's able to crack them so far. Points are at a premium. Decent shots are at a big-time premium. 4-point lead, Troy Christian. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Not a ton of stats. 8-7 rebounding advantage for Jackson Center.
Right.
4-0. Troy Christian does not have an offensive rebound in the first half. They turned the ball over four times. Jackson turned it three. 2-for-2 from the free throw line for the Tigers. 4-for-4 for the Eagles from the free throw line. Troy Christian, led by Isaac Gray, scored 10, the first 10 points in the game in the first half. Then they got two from Day and two from Majors. They scored 10 and 4, 14 for the first half. Jackson Center, led by Aiden Reichert with 5. They got 3 from Garrett Bringer, 2 from Christopher Elkert. They scored 5 each quarter, and they trail at 10 to 14 at the half.
Chuck, I don't know if you'll agree with this or not, but as well as Troy Christian had stopped Jackson Center's offense cold, I think the Tigers are fortunate to be only 2 field goals behind here at the halftime break.
Well, you're probably right, except that Jackson's defense is doing the same thing to Troy.
Yes.
So it's kind of like each team is trying to score over top of the Great Wall of China.
What was Troy Christian's goal the last 4 or 5 minutes of the second quarter? The offense came way out high. They started it near the timeline, tried to spread the floor. Something was in mind there for head coach Zawadzki and his club.
Well, for one thing, they were going to use some time, but secondly, they were trying to get a backdoor setup out of it. But that's a hard thing to do against Jackson. They defend that back screen really well.
That's a very good point. Jackson Center did make sure no back cuts developed and easy layups. Understand at Troy, thanks to Matt Zerker, we've got a score. Cedarville is leading Franklin Monroe by 3 points. A 3-point lead at Troy. Cedarville 28, Franklin Monroe 25. The winner of this game tonight plays the winner of that game in a district championship at 7 next Friday at Vendalia Butler.
Right, and I understand that Jody Sager's at home tonight listening instead of here in the gym, so nice to talk to you, Jody.
A shout-out to Jody. Thanks for tuning in, you and a few thousand others. Fort Loramie is scouting down at Cleves tonight at Taylor High School. The Redskins will play the winner of that game down there, featuring Ripley, Union, Lewis, and New Miami. First game next Thursday, Vandalia Butler, 5:30. Fort Loramie against the winner of that game at Taylor tonight. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Not a lot of scoring. The defenses have been extremely physical, not budging one bit. 14-10, Troy Christian, 5-4 over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We are about 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, with Troy Christian leading Jackson Center by a 14-10 count. LaCal Equipment recognizes high school basketball seniors for their excellence on the court and in the classroom, and LaCal Equipment has done that with us ever since our start back in 2006-2007. Thank you so much, Jackson Center, or I should say LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, for supporting us here on ScorersBroadcast.com. There are 15 seniors between these two varsity rosters here tonight at Pickwas Garbery Gym, and LaCal Equipment salutes them all for their outstanding athletic and academic success. For Troy Christian, Isaac Frantum, Jordan Eisenbarger, Connor Peters, Isaac Gray, Tyler Jackson, Aaron Gillespie, Nathan Waltz, and Brady Clausen. For Jackson Center, the seniors are Mason Blackfoot, Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Clay Akers, Garrett Pringer, Jaron Reese, and Calvin Winter. Calvin Winter, in an earlier sectional game, Chuck, despite having two labrum surgeries, the second one still in a recovery mode, got on the floor and swished a couple of free throws.
Yeah, that was great to see.
LaCal Equipment, thank you so much, recognizing the 15 seniors here at this game tonight between Jackson Center and Troy Christian on ScoresBroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, here we go. We start the third quarter. I'm anxious to see the adjustments, Chuck. Here's an attempt at a backdoor play by Troy Christian right out of the chute, but it's not available. Jackson Center wise to it. Troy Christian dribbling out high at Schemmel. Oh, here's a pass down low in the left. Open player catches and scores. Connor Peters, that was a beauty.
They ran it from a different side. They ran him from the corner that time and back screening down on the baseline.
A big bucket by Troy Christian to open play here in the third. 16-10 Eagles. Christopher Elker to Garrett Heitkamp. Deep in the right corner, Camden Reese. On top to Pringer. Pringer made a long three earlier in this game. Now Aiden Reichert. Defending him all night long has been Clausen.
Yep, and he gets with a lot of help.
Here's Christopher Elkert, way up in the air. Long one.
extremely high, little short, loose ball rebound, Camden Reeves. Blocked.
Woo!
What a play.
Was that Clawson?
I thought so.
It was Clawson. Boy, he knocked that thing 30 feet in the air.
Camden Reeves had a loose ball rebound in the paint, tried to put up a little six-footer, and Clawson banged that one a mile high in the sky. 16-10, Troy Christian, which garnered the loose ball. Eagles a chance to go up 8 or 9, twisting, turning, baseline left. A lot of contact, a collision, bodies go flying. A gray one, a white one, foul, Tigers in the act of shooting. A couple of free throws, Tyler Jackson.
Yeah, the difference right now is the fact that Troy Christian is really trying to get the ball to the basket, being really aggressive, and Jackson's working the ball on the perimeter.
Exactly. Free throw, Tyler Jackson is good. 17-10. That matches the 10-3 lead earlier that was posted by Troy Christian. It's up and through. 8-point lead, biggest of the night. 18-10, Eagles. Jackson Center's got to get some stuff working offensively, vertically toward the rim. That's all there is to it. Can't continue to settle for threes. Here's Camden Reeves, far left side. That inside to Aiden Reichert. Wow. He is hammered with three men. Chuck, is it A, B, or C on the foul?
They're going to call it on Clawson, and that's his third.
Uh-oh. That's a factor. That's a huge factor.
That is a factor, but I'll tell you what, they don't lose a ton when Day comes in the game.
No, they got some bench depth, some bulk.
He's wider than Clawson, not as tall, but wider.
Here's Elkert inbounds to Camden Reese. Top of the circle, Pringer. Bounce pass into the right corner, Aiden Reichert. And he uses his fanny to work his way toward the paint. But pushing right back is Troy Christian, which is guilty of fouling.
Yeah, they called that on Day, and that's his second now. He just got to keep going inside to Reichert.
Yep. 6:14 to go here in the third quarter. 8-point lead, Troy Christian. Long high arching three by Elkert behind the screen is good. Christopher Elkert. Boy, he settled that one right in the nylon.
Yep. He hasn't been shooting really well, but he's a good shooter. He just has to keep shooting when he's open.
He's got to keep shooting it up there. Here's a bust-out steal by Aiden Reichert. All the way to the rim, stops, and scores. Well done by Reichert. Well done by Reichert. He made the interception on Schemmel, and he knew he had a man trailing him. That was Lucas Day. And Aiden Reichert stopped about 3 feet away, let Day pass by, and Reichert scored the easy bunny. 5 quick points, Tigers. 18-15, Troy Christian. Here's Isaac Gray down the lane. Left corner, Schemmel. Open look, three-pointer, way short. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center below the backboard.
Yeah, Peters went, grabbed that, and threw it off of Jackson Center leg.
Jackson Center, number 20,
5:18 to go in the third quarter, 18-15. Troy Christian up 3. Troy Christian had been up 8. Jackson Center made quick work of 5 points to sneak back within a possession. Troy Christian inbounds, 30 feet away on the left. It's handled by Isaac Gray. Almost another overplay steal by Reichert. Hand off to Lucas Day. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 18-15. Troy Christian. Dribble drive, Connor Peters, right side of the lane against Akers. Thought about shooting, might have palmed it, no call. Isaac Gray's got it top of the key. He's doubled, squeezes into the paint area, forces up a 10-footer, and gets it to go in. 20-15, Troy
that was
Christian.
Strong.
Yes, it was. And let's see, we've got a whistle shoving away from the ball. It's against Troy Christian. Foul 3 on the Eagles in this half. 4:38 to go, third quarter. Inbounding Elkert, left of the rim to Camden Reese. Down to Reichert on the arc. Jackson Center needs to match the last hoop. Here's a 3-pointer straight away by Reichert. It's online but short. Rebound down to Day. 4:23 to go, third quarter. Day fumbles, gives it to Peters, who jacks up a 3. It's short, grazed iron, baseline left, rebound, jump shot missed on the play by Schemmel. Troy Christian pinballs it around, gets it back, follow-away shot in the lane, no good, but Jackson, rebound taken down by the Tigers. 3-on-1, 3-on-1. Pringer, what an assist by Elkert.
That was the pass of the night right there, Chuck.
That was an outstanding pass. Led him right down to the basket.
A no-look give by Elkert to Pringer for the fast break deuce. 20-17, Jackson Center behind the three. 3:43 to go here in the third quarter. Troy Christian spreads the floor. Both teams in aggressive, tight man-to-mans. Baseline right, Isaac Gray. He's double-teamed. He is pinned by two players. Stutter step, a walk. He traveled.
Now the Troy Christian coach didn't like the fact that he thought he got his arm grabbed. It didn't cause him to travel. Tough game to call.
Well, when the referees come down to this end, they get an earful from Scott Elkert. At the other end is Coach Zawadzki. Elkert left open. He pushes a three ball. He pushes a three ball. We're tied up. We're tied up. Christopher Elkert, his second triple of the period. A bomb. A three-pointer. It was 18-10, Troy Christian. Now it's 20-20. Here's a drive into the lane. Shot put up on the run by Isaac Gray. No good. A wild one. Rebound Tigers. Who can take the lead? 3 minutes left in the third. Elkert to Akers. Left corner. Jacks up a three. Got it. He's got it. Timeout. Timeout. Troy Christian. Tigers are on fire. Tigers are on fire. A 13-2 run by Jackson Center, which leads 23-20. 2:54 to go in the third. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Perkins in Fort Laramie. Wow. Well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, we understand that the Minster girls lead New Knoxville 28-20 halftime. That's a Wapakoneta D4 girls district championship up at Wapak in Auglaize County. The winner of that game will advance on and stay in the Northwest region to play in that regional. Thank you, Matt, very much. And again, Cedarville leads Franklin Monroe by three in boys action at Troy. They start the third quarter.
Well, Jackson scored 10 points in the first half. They've scored 13 points in about a three-minute stretch here in the third quarter.
Amazing. 2:48 left in the third. Troy Christian now behind 23-20. Coaching staff for the Tigers to our left, shouting out instructions. Troy Christian now on the short end of a 23-20 count. Jackson Center momentum caught Troy Christian by surprise. I thought the Eagles, Chuck, took a couple of real bad shots.
Well, the start that Gray had, he forced a couple.
And right then, Peters forced a bad pass to Isaac Gray. Tried to go high-low, missed him, off his fingertips, loose ball underneath, and Jackson Center comes out of there with it. Here come the Tigers, 2 minutes to go, third quarter, up three, 23-20. Here's Elkert, loops it across the top of the key to Akers, who fires up a triple and glances off the rim. Reichert runs it down, though. Reichert in the corner to Camden Reese. A reset by the Tigers. Out on top, it's Elkert. Elkert's made two of the highest arching three-pointers you'd ever want to see.
That is his shot.
Here's Garrett Pringer deep in the left corner. Picked up on the play by Tyler Jackson. Aiden Reichert comes out to get it. He's checked by Major. Now Camden Reese guarding him, Isaac Gray. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center by three. Great spurt by the Tigers in the last 2.5 minutes. Reichert on the bounce. Gives it to Elkert. Deep left corner, Akers. Team fouls, one on Jackson Center, three on Troy Christian. Akers gave it up, got it back. Skip past Pringer. Now Elkert 25 feet away. Pringer deep in the right corner. Back to Elkert. Big possession right here. Akers sets up, shoots the three. Left side, short, hit the rim. Climbed up to the top of the backboard. Jackson Center got the loose ball rebound. Foul, Troy Christian.
Good hustle by Pringer that time.
Good hustle by Pringer of the Tigers. Boy, he wanted that ball more than the white shirt did. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center up three. Ball inbounded to Reichert, top of the key, almost let it go.
He started to release it.
Yeah. Coming out to catch Camden Reese. Deep left side, Akers. Akers a good shooter, as is Elkert. They share the ball, one top of the circle, one left corner. Aiden Reichert comes out on top. Major on him, 38-37. Last half minute, third quarter of play. Jackson Center possesses a three-point cushion, 23-20. Here's Camden Reese, 35 feet out, picked up by Schemmel of Troy Christian. For one team trying to wear down the other. It's a battle of wills right now. Jackson Center ahead by three, 15, 14, 13 seconds left, third quarter. Elkert, Reichert at the Indians logo. They spread the floor. Aiden goes to work. Foul line. Elkert, right corner. Back to Aiden for a triple. It hits the rim, bangs to midcourt. Picked off on the play by Peters. The second left. He lets go a 30-footer. He fell to the floor. He crashed to the ground. He might have been fouled.
He was fouled. Camden Reese put a hand in there and fouled him on a 35-foot shot.
3 free throws for Troy Christian. A trio of shots at the stripe for Connor Peters to tie up the game. It's 23-20 Jackson Center. And now the officials come over to the scorer's table, not to check a replay, I'm sure, of which there is none. Back to the stripe, Connor Peters. That delay forced him to think about it. He shoots and hits. Boy, he's deadly. He and Isaac Gray. Another foul shot. Swish. He doesn't even dribble it. Connor Peters gets the ball and one up from Mr. Cooley, the referee. He goes airborne on all three. Lickety-split. 1, 2, 3. Good, good, good. Third quarter's in the books. 23-23 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got plans this Friday night? The hottest bar in town is now serving up the ultimate. Seafood selection?
That's right. Frisch's Ultimate Seafood Bar is packed with dozens of sizzling seafood and sides, like our crunchy battered whitefish, popcorn shrimp, steamed broccoli, and new crab cakes. It's Friday's hottest bar scene. Or come in every day for new shrimp and cheddar grits or our meat-free Impossible Big Boy.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Pinnacle Sports Therapy, physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle in Fort Laramie will work with you one-on-one individually. He develops a truly customized treatment program, and to maintain great progress at home, he develops a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain and bulging discs. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. And for the last 13 years, Jim Spitzer has operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Here's Aiden Reichert with the ball in the paint area for Jackson Center. He makes a sloppy pass on the arc. It's stolen, taken down by Troy Christian, all the way to the rack, up and good. Isaac Gray on the steal. Isaac Gray intercepted the pass. Aiden Reichert was triple teamed, Chuck. They just simply gang tackled him and ripped the ball away.
Yeah, he tried to throw a pass, but it got tipped. Too many hands in there.
25-23. Troy Christian has come from three down to take a 2-point edge. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Elkert retreats, flips between the rings to Akers. Akers to Aiden Reichert. Oh, what a duel that is. He and Clawson. Aiden Reichert's left open. He shoots it over Clawson. It hits the rim. Goes high to the corner of the backboard.
bodies fall below the basket. In fact, they slide off the court. Foul called. A big-time clear-out by Troy Christian.
Yeah, it was on Jackson. He picked up his third, and he did toss him to the ground.
6:52 to go in the game. Good inbounds to Reichert. Open right in front. Banked an eight-footer. Missed it hard. No foul. Tigers bench upset. Troy Christian got the board. Schemmel up the floor to Connor Peters. Outside the arc on the left to Isaac Gray. Swings it near side to Tyler Jackson. Big possession. High-low inside to Clawson. Ball knocked free by Jackson center. It's on the deck, rolling, and a gray shirt's got it. Taken away by the Tigers. Up the floor to Elkert. Two-pointer ties. Elkert drives. Blowing the right to Camden Reese. Layup blown. Stick back missed. Rebound, Troy Christian. Opportunity. Oh, when it knocks, you've got to ring the doorbell, and Jackson Center didn't do it.
You got a freshman in a pressure situation. He just overshot it.
Tigers had a chance to get an easy deuce. Oh, a double dribble. A double dribble not called. A travel by Schemmel not called. Oh, the officiating missing some stuff. Deep in the left corner, Clawson left open. Fades. Hits the 16-footer. The left-hander, Brady Clawson.
That's his first 2 points.
Tigers have done a good job on him. His first bucket. Akers counters with a three. Short. Rebound pinballed around. Who's got it? It's off to Isaac Gray of Troy Christian, which leads by four. 27-23. Boy, that last field goal by Clawson was a beauty. A baseline jumper. He had a hand in his face, but he poured it through. Dribble drive. Isaac Gray through the lane. Hand off to a teammate, Connor Peters. Way up. Got it. Got it. 6-point lead, Troy Christian. 9 straight points. Akers, left corner, drives, short corner. On the arc to Elkert, a triple. Good! Good! Christopher Elkert buries it. His third trifecta of the half. 5 minutes left in the game. Timeout, Tigers, who are down three. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Yep, here we go, the final 5 minutes. 29-26 lead for Troy Christian over Jackson Center. Ebb and flow, last several minutes of this game. Troy Christian once led 18-10. Jackson Center roared back, took a 3-point lead. And now Troy Christian, after trailing 23-20, leads 29-26. Troy Christian had ripped off 9 in a row before the last made three by Elkert of Jackson Center. It's a 3-point game, 29-26. On the arc with the ball, Jackson for Troy Christian. Loops it for a teammate in the right corner, and it's spoiled by Heitkamp, and it goes out of bounds. Good play by Garrett. 4:34 left in the game. Jackson Center down three. Corner of the floor. The inbounds man is Connor Peters. Gives it up to Schemmel straight away. Behind the screen, it's Peters. Look out. Off to the left. No good. And Peters was backed into. He was backed into after the release. It's not a three-shot foul. Out of bounds. Out of bounds. Eagles. Good call by the referee.
It was a good call, but you got a break because they very rarely call that.
I would agree with you. They should call it more. Should call it more often. 4:27 left in the game. 29-26. Tigers down three. Schemmel drives into the lane. Deals left corner to a three-point shooter who airballed it. Bad choice by Peters. Jackson Center scurries up the floor, and Christopher Elkert is upended. Boy, he is spilled to the hardwood.
Yep. Went for the steal and got a lot of body. That's only his first foul, though.
Foul on Isaac Gray of Troy Christian. 4:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. 29-26. Tigers up three. center line. Elkert, high left, Aiden Reichert goes to work on Clausen, explodes, makes a running banker, but a foul two steps before, and it's common.
No, I think that was a seventh.
One and one, number seven. Oh, that's big. If you're going to win this game, Chuck, free throws are vital.
Absolutely. I've only been there twice.
Foul shots down the stretch have got to be finished. Dipping the knees, Aiden Reichert on the way. It's in. It's in.
Nice.
It hit the back rim on its way down through.
I thought he shot it hard.
29-27, Jackson Center within 2 points with 4:12 to go here in the fourth. Second free throw by Aiden Reichert. Front rim, side rim. It rolls off. And Troy Christian gathers the rebound. 4 minutes left in the game. Troy Christian ahead but two. Midcourt, Connor Peters. Peters against Heitkamp. Right side pass, Schemmel. They look for Clausen. They go cross court on the play to Peters. Peters against Heitkamp. Three team fouls in Jackson Center. And head coach Zawadzki gets a timeout. 3:50 to go in the game. Jackson Center behind but two on scores.gas.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
We salute two Rushi firms. Find sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum, providing the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And the Francis Schulze Company, distributing quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Thank you very much, Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company. Two big reasons why the Upper Miami Valley is a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Back to live action after the timeout was called by Troy Christian. Eagles set up a play, far side of the floor. They clear out for the guard, Schemmel, and he starts to pedal toward the basket. Push off by Jackson Center, it's common. Inbound below the rim, Reichert scrambles for it. Thought he knocked it off the fingertips of Clausen. The official makes the good call, says no. Still, Troy Christian tries to enter. It goes to Clausen, head of the key. Clausen to Gray. 3:25 to go in the game. Troy Christian up two. Ball fired down low on the right to Schemmel. Breaking toward the paint area, and it's busted up at Jackson Center. It goes out of bounds again. Every single pass challenged in this game. 3 minutes, 21 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, 29-27. Troy Christian leads by two. Ball inbounded side court in front of the Eagles bench to Tyler Jackson. Handoff on the play to Connor Peters against Heitkamp. Heitkamp all over and dribble stopped. Throws down the left side to Schemmel. Now out of trouble to Tyler Jackson. Right wing to Clausen. Clausen against Reichert. Weave on top to Peters. Peters bouncing. Heitkamp guards. Tries to steal. Peters into the lane. No shot. On the arc, Tyler Jackson. Right flank to Clausen. Looked like he got away with a walk. No, he didn't. It's called. It's called. Clearly a travel.
He dropped his shoulder. If there was going to be a foul, it would have been offensive. The travel was the correct call.
And Clausen tried to make something happen that simply was not there.
It wasn't there. Reichert did a nice job.
Excellent D by Aiden Reichert. 29-27, Troy Christian. Jackson Center ball, down two. Baseline right. It goes to Jaron Reese, and Jaron Reese returned the favor. Christopher Elkert wasn't quite open. Jaron had taken the stride to throw the ball. He dragged the foot. 2:36 to go. The teams exchange miscues. 2-point lead, Troy Christian. Schemmel timeline. Right side pass goes on the play to Isaac Gray. 30 feet out, Tyler Jackson. Now Schemmel against Pringer. Schemmel foul line. Pitches to Isaac Gray. On the arc to Tyler Jackson, 30 feet out. Jackson on the bounce. Oh, loops the pass over the head of Peters.
Good, solid defense by Garrett Heitkamp. He jumped in front of Peters, forced the pass to go up and over and into the first row. We're all the way down to 2:13 left in this game.
We're going with a senior for a freshman right now. I think that might be a good play.
Yes. 2 minute mark, 2 point lead. Troy Christian, no bad pass. Tigers, Elkert on the recovery. The 3-pointer would give the Tigers the lead. Here's Springer. Here's Aiden Reichert. Fakes right, goes left. Right side, Heitkamp. Here's Camden Reese, top of the circle. Now Heitkamp. Team fouls. 7 on Troy Christian. Tigers in the bonus. Reichert 30 feet away, 20 feet away. That a Heitkamp almost shot it from 3-point land. Gives it up to Christopher Elkert. Picked up by Schemmel. Right side pass. Aiden Reichert still in the arc. Fakes left. Goes right. Baseline leader. Yes. Yes. And a foul. What a play. Aiden Reichert.
Wow.
Offensive move of the night. That was a dandy. He took the ball right corner. He forced his way along the baseline. Reached out to get the angle on the bank. He was clobbered as he scored. A free throw coming for the lead. 29-29. A minute 28 to go in the fourth. Aiden Reichert, foul shot. And a 3-point play for the lead. He flexes the knees. And he makes it. Lot of rim. Lot of rim. Favorable bounce for the shooter. 30-29. Tigers on top. A minute 28 to go in the fourth. Full timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, don't forget Brookins on this Saturday night. You might have a chance for marinated pork chops. If they're not gone, they are really popular. That's the special on Saturdays at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops, plus juicy roasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Enjoy the new late-night menu at Brookins, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Here we go, Chuck. Down to a final 4 or 5 possessions. Jackson Center has emerged a 1-point leader. Here's a lob down low on the right to Jackson for Troy Christian. Puts up a fall away 5-footer. It's no good. Fine defense by Camden Reese, who snared the rebound. Tigers up the floor. Jackson Center is in the 1-1. 18 fouls on Troy Christian. A minute to go. Jackson Center leads 30-29. Elkert's got the ball 30 feet out. A big field goal with 90 seconds remaining by Aiden Reichert, who was fouled on the play. He sank the free one, and that's the margin of difference right now.
Here comes Camden Reese to the free throw line. Big shots for the freshman.
1-1 for the ninth grader, Camden Reese. The pressure's on. Jackson Center shoots free throws at about a 63% clip. Reese toes the stripe. Aiden Reichert was good at the foul line tonight for Jackson Center.
He is 4 of 5.
Now Camden Reese fires. He switches it. 31-29, Jackson Center. This one would give the Tigers a 3-point bulge. 52.5 to go, fourth quarter. Keep in mind now, Jackson Center's got a couple fouls to give. Camden Reese makes them both. He makes them both. 32-29, Jackson Center. 52 seconds left in the game. Troy Christian to midcourt. On the dribble. It goes on the play to Peters. Peters to Schemmel. Out high to Gray.
Long three-pointer, he misfired. Loose ball rebound, out of bounds, out of bounds. What's the official say? Touch last by the Tigers. Jackson,
wow.
Center. Tiger bench can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
37.4 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout, Coach Zawatsky of Troy Christian.
The only people around the ball that time were Troy Christian players. There was three of them.
That's what I saw. 37.4 to go. 32-29. Jackson Center up the three.
You would normally say you don't necessarily need a three, but you don't know how many more possessions you're going to get in this basketball game.
Right.
I think they need to set up a play for probably Gray or Peters to get the three-pointer.
Tell you what, Chuck, Jackson Center trailed late in the second quarter, I think by a score of 18-10, or was it early in the third, 18-10?
It had to have been in the third, yeah.
But from then on,
they ran off nine straight points.
22-11 since then.
Yep.
Jackson Center's doubled the score since trailing midway through the third. Well, actually, about 2.5 minutes into the second half, Jackson Center was behind 18-10. And the Tigers have really pumped it up offensively since, scoring 22 to the Eagles 11. Jackson Center's outplayed Troy Christian clearly in this second half.
They have, but it's a three-point game, so, boy, it's going to come down to the wire, obviously.
And it's Troy Christian's basketball beneath the Eagles' goal with 37.4 to go.
This is when we need NK Telco sitting next to me. I'd love to see that play.
Now, Jackson Center, Chuck, has got a couple of fouls to give.
Yes.
Only four on the Tigers. Ball inbounded baseline left by Troy Christian to Shovel in the corner. Shovel's on the arc. Troy Christian down three. Straight away, Connor Peters, a long fading three ball. It is no good. It is no good. Over the back on Troy Christian. Isaac Gray fouls. 1-1. The last. No, it's a double bonus. Number 10 on Troy Christian.
That's a great box out by Christopher Elkert that time.
Christopher Elkert with a textbook box out, and he's at the stripe, double bonus. He dips the knees, eyes the basket. It is right in the middle. 33-29 Jackson Center. Yet that was a clinic defensive rebound by Elkert. He forced the Troy Christian player to climb the ladder, go right over the top of the head of Elkert, and the referees could not miss it. Second free throw for a five-point lead. He lines it up, and it is bouncing short, no good. Rebound knocked around, saved, inbounds by Troy Christian, which is down four. 23 seconds left. Hooking foul, Heitkamp. That's a good one. That's a good one. Team foul five. Clearly was not a shooting foul. No way.
No. They're begging for it. I would be doing the same thing.
No, the official, Mr. Cooley, looked at the Troy Christian bench,
shook his head no as he called the foul.
22.1 to go. Jackson Center up four. Ball inbounded 30 feet away to Peters. He starts a drive on Heitkamp. Looks for a cutter. Ball thrown on the arc to Isaac Gray. Long three-pointer skids off the rim. Rebound Schemmel. 11 seconds left. Three-pointer by Day. It is in and out, in and out. Rebound Jackson Center. Five to go. Long throw down the floor to Pringer. That'll do it. It's over. It's over. The Jackson Center Tigers with an offensive bust out in the last 13 minutes and great defense over the second half win this game 33-29 thanks to a spurt of 23-11 over the final 12 minutes of this contest.
That was quite an ending, and I'll tell you what, Jackson did a real nice job of forcing them to take really tough shots, and still they would have cut it to only then cut it to one.
Yep, Aiden Reichert with an outstanding three-point play the old-fashioned way with about, 80 seconds to go in the game, Chuck?
Yep.
Then that pushed Jackson Center from two down to a one-point lead. And Troy Christian didn't score, the last 3 minutes, 40 seconds?
They were stuck at 29-29. They never got anything else.
Wow, what a game. The Jackson Center combination of clutch offense and defense at the right times late here in this fourth quarter. And the Tigers win it by 4, 33-29. Jackson Center's opponent in the 7 o'clock regional semifinal next Friday, or I should say the 7 o'clock district game at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center next Friday night, 7 p.m. tip, the opponent, Cedarville or Franklin Monroe. Those two teams playing tonight at Troy, and the winner of that game will play Jackson Center at 7 next Friday night at Vandalia Butler. We're going to return with more postgame activity in a minute. 4-point win for Jackson Center over Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Chuck, I was trying to quiet myself. Prayer activity taking place at midcourt, led by Troy Christian. All players and coaches were out there, so I was trying to soften my voice a little bit as we led into commercial break.
Very emotional. Coach Zawatsky led the prayer.
Yep. What a win by Jackson Center. Fine comeback. Again, behind by 18-10. 18-10 was the difference in favor of Troy Christian. With about 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter of this game. And from that point on, Jackson Center dominated. They clearly did. Outscoring Troy Christian again, 23-11 over the last 12 minutes. Led by Aiden Reichert. Aiden Reichert for the Tigers. And three big second-half threes by Christopher Elker.
Yeah, he really came to play here in the second half. Boy, he stepped up.
Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's winners.
Okay, on the Troy Christian side, they were led by Isaac Gray with 14. He had 10 in the first quarter, and then they drop all the way down to Peters had 7. They only got 2 out of Clawson. That was kind of amazing. On the other side, Elkert had 11 and Reichert had, or 12 and Reichert had 11. I'm going to go with Christopher Elkert for Jackson Center and Isaac Gray for the Eagles.
That's Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's with terrific food. Go to Clancy's Wapak in Sydney, highlighting our stars of the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Cedarville defeated Franklin Monroe at Troy by a final score of 49-38. Cedarville victorious. So Jackson Center plays Cedarville at 7 next Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. That is in a boys D4 district championship game. The first game next Friday, Fort Loramie against either New Miami or Ripley Union Lewis. They're playing tonight at Taylor, being scouted by the Fort Loramie coaching staff. And the pairing is set for game 3 next Friday at 8. the two opponents, Emmanuel Christian and Cincinnati Christian.
Emmanuel Christian must be a pretty good basketball
player. Yeah, sure must. Sure must. Tell you what, Jackson Center at crunch time was the better club. Again, Chuck, I think an arduous schedule over the course of 22 regular season games. You're going to play 8 or 10 games like this in that Shelby
right.
County League
yep.
and in that non-league schedule. You're going to play a bunch like this. The Tigers were ready for it. That's the way it appeared to me.
Well, they played a lot of close games, and they
yep.
played a lot of games where it was really physical. Fred Christian hasn't played a lot of physical games like they got into tonight.
Jackson Center lost 3 overtime contests in the regular season to Marion Local, Columbus Grove, and Botkins. Did play some doozies with Fairlawn. Again, I think these kinds of games, Jackson Center was in them often, and it was telling. Jackson Center, the better team when nerves started to affect these two clubs.
I think that's exactly what happened. Troy Christian had the great start to the game, and Isaac Gray went crazy in the first quarter, but then things kind of settled down. They scored 10 in the first quarter, 19 in the next three.
Is that right? Wow. The Jackson Center's defense really put the curse on the Eagles over the last half of this game.
They do that.
Aiden
Almost
Reichert.
Made him extinct.
What a baseline shot by Aiden Reichert down here to our left. I think at that point, Jackson Center was down 2.
I think that gave him the 3-point play gave him the 1-point lead at 30-29.
Yeah, he made a baseline banker with 2 players draped all over him, about a 9 or 10 footer, kissed one in off the window, had a tough angle. It was clearly fouled as he scored, walked to the free throw line, made the shot, and Jackson Center there with about a minute 25 to go went from 2 down to 1 up and was never headed thereafter.
Right. And I'll tell you, let's give some credit to Camden Reese, the freshman.
Yes, yes.
Stepped up there with a 2-point lead and made 2 big free throws.
There you go.
To seal it.
There you go. Yep, Camden Reese, a couple of big foul shots to seal it. And Jackson Center's defense in the second half got stop after stop after stop. And there you have it. Well, we've had a lot of basketball today. 10 webcasts here on scoresbroadcast.com in the last 115 hours or so over the recent 5 to 6 days. Been a lot of fun recapping today's D4 Girls District Championships down at Troy. Fort Loramie, a victor the hard way. Redskins were not at their best. Franklin Monroe was outstanding, and that game was nip and tuck. For at least 3 quarters, Redskins pulled away to win by 14, 40-26. That was in Game 3. In Game 2, in overtime, 7-point win, 43-36 for Tri-Village over Legacy Christian, which really deserved better fate. Seemingly had the game won, up 5, inside the last minute, missed 3 1-and-1s to leave the door open.
That's going to get you beat.
And then in the early game at 11 that we covered, good contest, 56-46, Cincinnati Country Day topped Mechanicsburg. So in the D4 Girls Regional next Thursday at Vandalia Butler, it is Fort Loramie against a representative from the Central District, middle part of the state. A big game over there taking place tonight between Danville and Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. That's a tip at 8:30. You know the Fort Loramie girls coaching staff is there. The winner of that game plays Fort Loramie in the first regional semifinal at 6:15 on Thursday night at Butler. The second game on Thursday night at Butler features Tri-Village against Cincinnati Country Day. And with the Anna girls and the Versailles girls both winning today, Chuck, in D3 girls district title games, they meet head-on 8 o'clock at Springfield on Wednesday night, the second game of 2. We've got that one for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. So a game Wednesday from the girls D3 regional at Springfield.
What time is that one?
Second game of 2. That's at 8, 2 Cincinnati schools in the opener at 6:15. Then Thursday night, the girls D4 regional at Butler, two games, 6:15 and 8. Fort Loramie plays at 6:15. Next Friday, it's the boys D4 district championships. There are three games at Vandalia Butler. We've got the first two here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie in game one, Jackson Center in game two. And then next Saturday is somewhat up in the air. Right now on paper, the Anna boys, with a win tonight, move on to the district and play at noon, 12 noon at Butler. The Anna girls, should they knock off for sales on Wednesday night, on paper, Anna girls would play in a regional championship for a berth in the state Final Four at 1:30 next Saturday. So an adjustment would have to be made in the Anna boys, Anna girls start times. The next Friday night, girls D4 regional championship from Vandalia Butler at 7:30. Of course, we've got our fingers crossed. The Fort Loramie Redskins are right there playing for a berth in the state Final Four. That's it, Chuck. 10 games in about 115 hours. We did it. We did it.
We did survive.
And I think it was helpful that we had some relief last weekend.
I think so, too.
We were both under the weather. So many thanks to Jeff Bray, Mike Wick, Matt Zerker, last weekend. So much fun here, tournament time, on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Wonder if we could get a minute with Aiden Reichert. Want to try?
Yeah, you can give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot. Let's see if Aiden will come over. Let's roll a spot. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Jackson Center victorious by 4, 33-29 over Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Jack's over trying to convince Aiden Reicher to come talk to us. But not sure he was successful. We got Scott Elkert there. He might come talk to us for a minute. So we're gonna pass these over to the victorious coach.
Sorry, guys.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, along with Scott Elkert, head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers. You closed the game last 12 minutes, a 23-11 run. Great job.
Thanks. Yeah, that, a lot of perseverance on the kids' part. We finally, we just settled in, and you know what I mean? Played tight. I wouldn't think that we would play tight. I think we talked about this last year. Now in a nine-year stretch, this is our seventh final, or we've been in the finals nine straight years down here, and our seventh time of getting out. I'm not being egotistical, I'm just being factual. We're 25-2 in the last 9 years here. Woo. And to come out and play tight surprised me a little bit, but it happens. And make no bones about it, Torrey Christian is a very good defensive team. Uh-oh. And I knew they would have a great scheme for us, and I give Ray all the credit in the world. I mean, he does a great job down there and, you know, turned that program around. And then class act that he is, you know, has everybody out there at the end of the game, center circle. That's just first class. And yeah, me too. I mean, he put it in great perspective for everybody, you know what I mean, right there. So kudos to Coach Zawadzki, Troy Christian, and, you know, we're blessed.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee and Scott Elkert, head coach of the Tigers, who have defeated Troy Christian 33-29. You finished great. You closed the game in fine style. I thought the nerves were felt down the stretch by Troy Christian. Your schedule comes into play. Three overtime games.
Yeah.
A couple of real tussles to the wire with Fairlawn. Yep. You were ready for this. Yep. You closed out the game.
Yeah, and I feel like the way that we develop our team from the first game through the regular season number 22 bodes itself for the tournament.
Sure.
Because these are the type of games, and you guys cover us enough to know that we don't change who we are from one game to the next.
No.
We prepare the same way for the, you know, every regular season game.
Hey, Camden Reese.
Yeah, those were big free throws. Yeah, big time.
The freshman steps up and drains them.
He did. Reese. That was huge.
And a young man with the initials C-E, Christopher Elkert, made some big shots in the final two periods.
I don't typically make a habit of not talking about my son, but he
What a box out.
I mean, he was the engine tonight for us at both ends of the floor. We moved Gray over to him, and I think Gray only had 2 points once we switched Christopher over to him.
Well, what Clawson have for the night? One basket all night?
Good. Yeah, and Aiden did a great job on him. So, Christopher needed to do that, senior leader, and it's time to go, isn't it?
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee with Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert, who's going to pass the headset on to Aiden Reichert. Congratulations,
thanks,
coach.
Guys.
And
appreciate it.
You at 7 on Friday night at Vandalia Butler against Cedarville, which won tonight at Troy.
Okay, thanks, Jack.
Thank you very much. Aiden Reichert alongside, and I've got to ask Aiden, I couldn't tell. Were you wearing shoulder pads and shin guards out there tonight?
No, I was not. I should have been, though.
Oh, my goodness. What's it like, game in, game out, knowing that every time you receive the ball, you're going to have not one, not two, but maybe three guys draped all over you, and that shot that tied the game was with two men on your back. You made it. You were fouled. You hit the free throw. You've gotten used to it. You're numb to it, I'm sure. You work hard at practice, at scoring, and surviving contact, and you do it very well during the games.
Yeah, well, when my teammates are hitting open shots, definitely opens things up for us. So they were doing that in the third quarter, so it definitely opened it up for me.
What problems did Troy Christian pose?
Well, I mean, they were athletic, and they were pretty big. They're very good defensively also. So
yeah, who did you guard most of the night?
I guarded
Clawson.
Clawson. Sorry, he only had one.
He had one basket though. That's it.
Yeah.
You play good defense too.
I guess so.
You're supposed to say hi to Judy Meyer, Aiden.
Where's that?
Oh my! How about Camden Reese?
Hi, Judy.
The freshman stepping up, Camden Reese, the ninth grader. You folks have got a lot of confidence in the Frosh.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those are two big free throws. Played pretty well. He's been playing well for sure.
Now, do you ever kid Christopher Elkert? Because it looks like to me his shots go more high oftentimes than they do long.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but they go in, though. So. Yeah.
He could take a three-pointer with 6 or 7 seconds left in the game, and it might still be in the air. It might still be in the air long before, or might still be in the air long after the buzzer sounds.
That's true.
Aiden, congrats on your free throw shooting. You have walked up to the free throw line in pressure cooker situations this year, including tonight, and drained big free throws. Those decide games.
Thank you very much.
Congrats. Good luck next Friday at Vandalia Butler against Cedarville.
All right. Thank you very much. See you guys later.
All right. Good game.
Aiden Reichert, closing comments from Chuck. I know you were thinking about so much during those two conversations. I'd love to have three mics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what Scott Elkert said is exactly what you expected him to say.
He
gives all credit to the other team, which they deserved. The prayer by Coach Zawatsky at the end of the game brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
And then Aiden Reichert, he had a terrific game, but you just love how humble that he is, you know, giving credit to his teammates, and that's what you like to see.
Yep. So beautifully stated, Chuck. Full of humility, all of the Tigers, every one of them. It's really enjoyable here at scoresbroadcast.com to be a part of that.
Well, we knew we were going to see two of the best head coaches in the area, not just Division IV, two of the best head coaches in the area.
And we were
going at it.
Not shortchanged.
And it was a chess match.
Sure was. Jackson Center, 23-11 run down the stretch. And again, we talked about it. Coach Elkert confirmed it. That strength of schedule, that wear and tear, big fourth quarters, every possession critical in that Shelby County League and in the non-conference schedule, i.e. Columbus Grove, Marion Local, Minster, just to name a few.
We said before the game, they had no bad losses.
No.
You know, and that's what you look for. I mean, they had some that they could have won. They could have three more wins, obviously.
Yes.
But they 25-2 in this gym in the last 9 years. That's amazing.
Crazy.
That's amazing.
25-2. And as you noted, again, three setbacks during the campaign in overtime, two regulation losses to Anna. No shame in that. Anna won the league, the Division III Rockets. The Tigers' other three setbacks, Columbus Grove OT, Botkins OT, and Marion Local OT. Jackson Center now 20-5 and gets ready for Cedarville next Friday night. Vandalia Butler tip off at 7 following Fort Loramie's game against New Miami or Ripley Union Lewis. There you have it.
All right, let's go home. I've been at this since 9:30 this morning.
And we've been at it almost nonstop since Monday night earlier this week.
I love it. When it's over, I get sad.
This is the best week of the season,
the
entire regular season and tournament combined. This is it. Spilling over into next week, during which we'll have 7 more games in, 4 days? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. So it'll be some 17 games in the span of about 11 or 12 days.
Right. But you just look at the kids. I mean, and that's what we got to look at. These are kids.
Right.
You look at the kids that stepped up for Jackson when they were down, could have folded the tent, did not. And that shot by Reichert on the baseline with two people hanging on him, the three-point play that got him the lead, that was huge. And then Camden Reese stands up there and knocks home two free throws. What pressure that was.
And both of them dead center.
Oh, there we are. There wasn't any rim. No rim involved.
Swish. Again, our anchor sponsors, couldn't do without them. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, gratitude to LaCal's administration, staff, and associates. When we were conceived, LaCal was right there to help us get started in 2006-2007. Thank you, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, so much. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Thanks to Dickman, another major sponsor, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Kudos to Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, the Eilerman team of Mark Scott and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And we also salute the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. And how about Regal? We've heard from Regal all night long. Thank you so much. Regal Trophy and Awards, located on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Thanks so much to the Werman family at Regal. Thanks so much to Chuck McBee alongside all day, all week, all season long.
It was a pleasure.
Yes. Chuck, Mike Side, Stats, On-Site Engineering and Color, Mike Wick, Matt Zerker, over the last week and a half, Jeff Bray, play-by-play last weekend. Gratitude to all. Our next webcast will be Wednesday night from Springfield, 8 o'clock tip. Anna Girls, Versailles Girls, D3 Girls Regional Semifinal from Springfield. Webcast time about 7:40 p.m. next Wednesday night. So for Matt, Mike, Jeff, and Chuck alongside, and our chief engineer, Ron Mooney in Huber Heights, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Pickwas Garbery Gym, where the Jackson Center Tigers have come from behind to nip the Troy Christian Eagles 33-29.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.